Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 249. And we're going to start off with a little sad news from the world of Hollywood. If you haven't heard by now, we are sad to report the passing of Lisa Loring, a.k.a. Wednesday Addams from the original Addams Family, who passed away on January 28th at the too young age of 64. She had suffered a massive stroke brought on by smoking and high blood pressure, and her family made the difficult decision to remove her from life support. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Lisa Loring, a.k.a. Wednesday Addams, and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have some news from Evil Vision's Haunted House in Monroe, Louisiana. We figured now is the perfect time to share the big news. Evil Vision's Haunted House is moving. We will now be located on Garrett Road, just off I-20. Our new property has 20 acres, meaning we are expanding to bring you a bigger and better haunt, along with more activities and the biggest scares North Louisiana has ever seen. Stay tuned, folks. It's about to get crazy. You can keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/evilvisions. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Bill Johnson to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening February 17th through the 19th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Bill Johnson is best known for playing the role of Leatherface in the sequel to Tobe Hooper's horror classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. He's also appeared in roles in such films as DOA, Talk Radio, and most recently, The Caretakers. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have an update from the Motor City Legacy Horror Convention and Film Festival coming to Romulus, Michigan. We have an official guest announcement. Nobody's brains are safe because Alan Troutman is coming to the Motor City Legacy Horror Convention and Film Festival. Alan is known by horror fans for playing the iconic Tar Man in the 80s cult classic Return of the Living Dead and its sequel, which is now celebrating its 35th anniversary, Return of the Living Dead Part 2, happening April 14th through the 16th. Get more information at MotorCityLegacy.com. We have an update from Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. Horror Hound Weekend returns to Cincinnati, Ohio, March 24th through the 26th, and we have a guest announcement. Douglas Tate is sent to join us at Horror Hound Weekend. Douglas performs stunts in Freddy vs. Jason and Halloween Kills. Visit HorrorHoundWeekend.com for more guest reveals and to purchase tickets. We have this update from the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival coming to Nashville, Tennessee. The 20th anniversary of the Nashville Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival is April 7th through the 9th, and we are very excited to announce that Richard Brake will be joining us. Richard was scheduled in 2020, but the show was canceled because of COVID. Richard has sent a message to the fans then that he would be back, and even used to live in Nashville for a time many years ago, so he is excited to return. Visit Full Moon Inc., I-N-C, fullmooninc.net for tickets and hotel room reservations. We have an update from Trick or Treat Studios. Trick or Treat Studios is now truly the home of Halloween. We are proud to announce that 2023 will bring the long-awaited Rob Zombie's Halloween collection. We owe a big thanks to Wayne Toth FX, the artist behind the masks in the film, for providing castings. These pre-orders will launch later this year, but you can browse every other Halloween franchise title now at trickortreatstudios.com. We have a bunch of Valentine's Day haunt stuff going on, and we're going to start off with this news from the 13th floor haunted house in Chicago. Are you looking for something exciting to do to celebrate Valentine's Day? Need a truly one-of-a-kind gift idea? Love Bites is the place to be, February 17th through the 19th, so grab your tickets fast. 13th floor Chicago features a Valentine's Day haunted house packed with plenty of thrills, as well as the additional option to choose from three mini escape rooms that can be booked during your ticket purchase. Learn more about this at 13thfloorchicago.com/lovebites, and that is the number 13 for 13th Floor Chicago. We have this news from the Terror Manor haunted attraction in Roanoke, Virginia. Terror Manor is back for Terror in 2023, starting off with our third annual Terror Tines, February 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th from 7:30 until 10 p.m. Tickets are available on-site and online. Cash and card are accepted on-site. Tickets are available now. Get more information at terrormanor.com. We have this from the Akron Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory in Akron, Ohio. The legendary Akron Haunted Schoolhouse is proud to announce Cupid's Revenge, a Valentine's Haunted House, February 10th and 11th. The show is open from 7 to 11 p.m. both nights. Cupid's Revenge will transport you into a world of heartache and the terror that comes with it. Our costume and makeup designers have been working hard to create all new characters to haunt your nightmares. This event offers a date night you will never forget. You're going to love it. We're employing a time ticketing for this event, so all guests will need to choose a date and time slot when purchasing their tickets. Get your tickets online in advance and save $3 off the box office price. You can get more information at hauntedschoolhouse.com. We have this news from the Hell's Dungeon haunted attraction in Dayton, Ohio. Have no plans this Valentine's weekend? Don't worry, we have your back. We're hosting a spooky, bloody hell of a date. Hell's Dungeon presents A Date from Hell on February 11th. From 5 to 7 p.m., join us for a live-action murder mystery dinner. From 7 to 8 p.m., there's a character meet and greet. And from 8 to 12 a.m., the haunted attraction is open. Don't miss your chance to have a memorable Valentine's date. Buy tickets and get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Hell's Dungeon Dayton. We have this update from the Deceased Farms haunted attraction in Lexington, South Carolina. Are you missing spooky season? Yes. We've got you covered. It's almost time for our annual My Deceased Valentine, February 10th and 11th and 17th and 19th. Brand new characters and special new scenes. Grab your loved one and enjoy this very popular Valentine's show at Deceased Farms. Every year, the creatures inhabiting our spooky farm get dolled up to scare you and your special date. This is not the same show from Halloween, so prepare yourself for new frights, new characters, and new costumes. Check out DeceasedFarm.com for all the details. We have news from the Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia. Celebrate the most romantic holiday at Folklore Haunted House for My Bloody Valentine, Tainted Love. on February 10th and 11th. Make your way through the dark with only a single candle to guide your path, but tread carefully or you may find yourself changed by what waits inside. We'll see you in the dark. Tickets and more information are on sale now. FolkloreHauntedHouse.com. We have this from Pope's Haunted Farm in Salem, Alabama. Presenting My Bloody Valentine, February 10th and 11th. Come experience our haunted forest. Over a half-mile walk with 30 or more live actors. Take a journey through the most haunted part of the farm in total darkness, with the only source of light being a single candle. Can you endure the most intense attraction Pope's has ever offered? Or will you go missing? And the Haunted Barn, a horrifying tour in total darkness other than your single candle. Can you handle the fear? Get tickets and more information at popes-farm.com. Staying in Alabama, we have this from the Horror in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The Horror Tuscaloosa returns for our annual Valentine's Day show. We'll give you and your special someone a bloody good Valentine's date. Prepare yourself for some classic horror scares and new terrifying visions as you traverse room after room of horror. What goes bump in the night? You'll find out at Alabama's most terrifying haunted house. Open for 1 week only, February 10th and 11th. Get tickets and more info at thehorrortuscaloosa.com. We have this from the Carnage Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. Carnage Haunted House presents Love is Dark. Can you survive one of Ohio's top haunted attractions in the dark? Your group, one glow stick, till death do you part. Happening February 10th and 11th from 7 to 10 p.m., tickets are on sale now. Get tickets and more information at carnagehauntedhouse.com. We have this from the Scare House in Pittsburgh. Flowers and candy. Valentine's Day is for screams and clowns in total darkness. Pittsburgh's original glow stick haunted house returns Saturday, February 11th. Turn out the lights at Scare House, and for the first time ever, RIP ticket holders can join us for the 2023 Mall Ball. Limited tickets are available. Get that information at scarehouse.com/tickets. We have this news from Stillwell Manor Haunted House in Anderson, Indiana. Coming February 18th, Cupid's Curse is back. Do you have what it takes as Stillwell Manor becomes a full contact optional attraction? That's right, full contact. Don't want to be touched? No biggie, you won't be. For those that haven't been out to Cupid's Curse before, this is an adult-oriented event. For ages 16 plus only, please. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Stillwell Manor. We have this from the Cinema of Horrors Haunted House in Kelso, Washington. Cinema of Horrors presents its Hearts of Horror Valentine's Haunted House event, February 10th and 11th from 7 to 10 p.m. Experience four haunted houses in the pitch black with only a candle leading the way. It's the perfect Valentine's date night. There's kissing booth photos, free chocolate boxes with each ticket, haunt merchandise, Valentine's photo ops, and more. Note, tickets must be purchased online and are limited to the first 1,000 people. Located at the Three Rivers Mall in Kelso, get more information and tickets at kelso.cinemaofhorrors.com. And finally, we have this unusual news from the Awaken Haunted House in Leslie, Michigan, and legendary actor Tony Moran. The face of Michael Myers has only clearly been seen one time in the original Halloween franchise, and when it was, it belonged to Tony Moran. What if you could get married by this horror legend? What if he was in full costume, and just how you remember him in your nightmares? Here's your chance to say I do and have your wedding ceremony or vow renewals conducted by the scariest horror icon, Michael Myers. Tony Moran will marry you in one of the most unique wedding settings only. The wedding will not only be conducted by Minister Moran, but he will be dressed in the iconic Michael Myers costume. This costume has been recreated as close to the 1978 film version as possible, and to add to this authentic setting, your ceremony will be held on a life-size replica of the Myers family front porch located inside Awaken Haunted Attraction. How much more horror can you take? If you're interested and would like to know more or to book your date, please contact them. This opportunity will book up fast, so don't hesitate. For all wedding-related questions, please contact Tony Moran Weddings at halloweddings@gmail.com or get more info at awakenhaunt.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we certainly love going to all the conventions out there, all the music and horror and film festivals out there, the big trade shows. Of course, by the time this airs, we'll be at Transworld in St. Louis checking out all the cool stuff. But while we were looking at things going on for 2023, I happened to notice a festival down in Austin, Texas that really caught my eye. I'll be honest, I was not familiar with it. You know, 2022 was the 100th anniversary of one of the most iconic movies ever made. Of course, I'm talking about Nosferatu, the amazing silent film about the vampires and, you know, based on Dracula, of course. But, you know, a fantastic film that celebrated its 100th anniversary last year. And for the past 4 years, going into their fifth year now, there is something called the Nosferatu Festival happening down in Austin, Texas. They've got vendors, they've got bands, they've got costume contests, lots of cool stuff going on. I've got Mitch Rafter, one of the organizers, down in Austin, Texas, on the line. Mitch, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Hope you're doing well.
We're getting ready to get the cold weather coming in here, it looks like, this week, so stay warm out there. But we want to talk about Nosferatu Festival. I mean, obviously, you know, this movie is 100-plus years old right now. It still holds up today for modern standards. But I guess the first question would be, why? Why an entire festival based on the movie Nosferatu?
I think it's one of the movies that you can kind of... It kind of everybody loves it. You have... You know, the goths, you have the horror fans, you have the old school horror fans and the new school. You have people that have watched, you know, SpongeBob and I'm like, oh, wait a second, that's Nosferatu, it's SpongeBob. So it kind of, it's kind of like a nice meeting point in the middle for everybody. And, you know, I've always loved vampires too. So I figured what better way to bring all vampire lovers together than old Count Orlok.
Well, you can't go wrong with that, especially in the month of February. There's a lot of haunted attractions that do vampire themes, and, you know, Bloody Valentine and stuff like this. And this is happening the weekend of February 24th through the 26th down in Austin, Texas. So I can see why you're doing it in February. But what exactly is the Nosferatu Festival? I assume maybe there's a screening of the film, there's vendors going on, there's musical acts happening. What's going on with 2023's version of the Nosferatu Festival?
Yeah, so we'd like to keep it different, a little different every year, different formulas. This year we have what we call the Daywalker Bazaar, which during the day is all of our vendors. We take over, come and take it live in Austin, over 24, 26 vendors in that range. And they're all curated. We had like 50, almost 60 vendors want to be involved, but we make sure everybody's all vampire-y themed, all horror themed. We have like blood bag drinks. We have photo ops, all kinds of fun stuff during the day. And then at night is when we have our bands, our performers, sideshow, and more blood bags.
Do I want to ask what's in those blood bags?
Blood bags. It's drinks. It's a little blood bag drink that you can do. And I think we might be doing some blood vial shots too.
I assume you have to be over 21 to indulge in those.
Yes, yeah, they are adult beverages. The nighttime stuff is more towards the older crowd. It's 16 and up, so you can still get in if you're under 21, but you'll get stamped if you're 21 and over, and then you can enjoy some blood bags.
Oh, very nice. You know, I'm assuming they're not just Bloody Marys, but I'm fine.
No, we actually leave that up to the mixologists what they want to do.
Okay. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, especially if you're a big fan of music. Now, I'm assuming some of the music is going to at least be vampire-themed or maybe horror-themed music. I mean, you're not bringing in, like, you know, country pop or anything. It is Texas, so.
No, we definitely go towards the horror side. So we have an old-school horror punk, The Undead, with Bobby from, he was actually in Misfits for a bit.
Cool.
That's one of our headliners of The Undead. We have Hellstar, which the lead singer is now a vampire, or he might have always been a vampire. I don't know. I don't know when he got turned. We got another band called The Immortals, which is the whole band is vampires except for the lead singer. She's a witch. And we have some gothy bands, a little bit of metal, a little bit of everything. It's all horror based though.
Very nice. And where is this happening? I mean, I assume that this the vendors are going to be, is this an outdoor thing for the vendors during the Daywalk Bazaar, and the nighttime is just going to be in a couple of clubs? What's the story?
So the daytime is Come and Take It Live, which is a two-story venue. So it's all indoors because sometimes February could be cold, so we want to make sure people can be inside out of the direct sunlight.
That'd be good for vampires, taking
all the different vampire-y horror vendors. That's Come and Take It. And then at night is at Kick Butt Coffee. That's a really cool smaller venue. We kind of want to make it more fun and interesting, not like huge venue where you kind of just get lost in it. We like to have people kind of meeting other people and enjoying the whole festivities.
So is there going to be like limited ticket sales because of the number of people needing to get in the venue?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're limited to 250 tickets. We're about halfway through the Daywalker. Since we have a bigger venue, we are going to be opening up daytime tickets for that. So just if you want to come and partake during the day, those will be $5. If you get the weekend ticket, you can go in daytime, nighttime, any venue you want between the two.
So. Okay, so it sounds like you're buying a ticket mostly for the weekend if you buy a regular ticket.
Yep, exactly. You get all 3 days. The Friday is going to be at Kick Butt Coffee only. It's just kind of a nighttime thing just to kick off the whole weekend. And then Saturday, Sunday starts the daytime, nighttime thing.
Okay, and the bands are going through Sunday night as well?
Exactly, yep. Okay. So the bands are going all the way through. And then we have performers, too. We actually have Eric Sprague, the Lizard Man.
Yes, I know.
So he will be performing on Sunday, so he's going to be showing us some sideshow.
Oh, wow. So you're going to have mostly like sideshow people, whether it be like suspension artists and fire eaters and, you know, blockheads and things like that?
We have one guy who does blockhead. We do have some burlesque as well. We have some that mix burlesque and sideshow together.
Nice.
We've had some that do bed of nails. We kind of like to mix it up a bit, but we have pretty even. We have three burlesque and about three or four sideshows.
Okay. And I noticed that you have VIP tickets on sale. What is that, and what do you get for your VIP package?
So VIP package, you get a shirt, all the posters, some exclusive coins. I actually had a coin I designed and minted for the festival, and there's a specific coin that you only get as a VIP.
Ooh.
And then during the day, there's a little VIP area, so if you want to kind of like dip out and just go in the VIP area, you have that option. And then at Kick Butt, there's a table that you get access to. But for the nighttime stuff, we kind of want people just to mix and mingle.
Sure. And, yeah. You know, you said you have photo ops here. I did not notice that you had any type of, shall we say, special guests other than the musicians themselves. Are there people that are like vampire oriented that you're doing photo ops with, or is this just kind of a backdrop where people can get pictures taken?
So we've got a backdrop like the step and repeat. We've also got a couple other things that we're working on. In past years, we have the Sigil Sisters, who are two vampires that you would take photos with. This year, we're actually creating a big carnival style head, Nosferatu head and hands. So you'll be able to take pictures with a huge Nosferatu paper mache carnival head. And then there's another couple of photo ops that we're working on too.
And I'm assuming that an event like this, you have to have a costume contest.
We have done costume contests in the past. We are actually not doing that this year. The contest that we are doing, we have a garlic eating contest.
Oh, that's fun.
That one is actually sponsored by Black Garlic. They actually have black garlic. I have a magazine called Gore Noir Magazine, and I do what's called a Gore Factor, which is like Fear Factor, but bloody. So the Gore Factor is on Saturday, and then garlic eating is on Sunday. So you'll on Saturday, you'll kind of be against two other people and doing random bloody, gory things to win.
That sounds very interesting. I can't wait to see pictures for that. That just sounds great. For going to some of the nighttime stuff, I'm assuming a lot of people will be dressing as vampires or in their finest gothic attire. Is there any type of, suggested, or can you go in costume to these events and see the bands and other things?
Absolutely, yeah. It's encouraged to come as a vampire. Just about everybody usually at least brings fangs. We do have plastic fangs if you do decide to not, or you're like, hey, last minute, show up. Here you go. Here's some fangs for you. But yeah, we do have a lot of people dress up. We've had, several Nosferatu lookalikes will show up. Some people will come as we had one that was like 30 Days of Night who looked really cool. Yeah, that one was rad. She actually won one of our past costume contests. We like to keep it, different each year to kind of mix it up so it's not the same thing every year.
Who knew Texas had such a huge vampire culture? I know that, Tyler, Texas has a vampire ball and this going on. And wow, it's just, things you don't think about when you think of Texas. Vampires. Interesting.
Well, Austin is actually the city of bats. So there's a big, huge bat colony under one of the bridges out here. So they fly pretty much every day during certain times throughout the year. So,
Are you going to have like a bat watching contest or a bat watching event where you just come out and watch him go out for the night and come back in?
I think that it's a little too cold for the bats. yeah, that would actually be cool. It's actually not too far away from the daytime thing where the bats actually fly out.
Oh, very nice. And I guess the most important question is, will there be a screening of Nosferatu over the weekend?
So we are doing a screening, but it's not the main part of it. We have done screenings in past. I actually have our own version of the Nosferatu where it's blood red, so red, black, and white. Nice. And it's got a synth soundtrack that one of my friends did, Stephen Canham, and it's a really rad version. So sometimes we'll screen that. I think we're going to be just having that going on in the background. We do. Oh, the other portion we have is a vampire short film contest, and we have people from all over the globe send us their vampire films. So we pick the top three, and those get actually screened at the daytime Daywalker.
Well, it just sounds like this is just going to be a fun event. The daytime event, is it family friendly, or you said the nighttime event you have to be 16, but what about the daytime?
Daytime is you know, all ages. We do, you know, it is horror based, so kind of, you know, people's discretion if their kids are good with the horror. But yeah, you can bring your kids during the daytime stuff. Nighttime, 16 and up.
Yeah, it sounds like that's just going to be a whole lot of fun. And if I lived closer to Austin, Texas, I would probably come and check this out. But for people who do live in and around the greater Austin area or Dallas, Houston, you know, San Antonio, wherever or anywhere, and are going to be in the area February 24th through the 26th, how can people find out more information, get their tickets, see who the bands are, check out the poster art, the merchandising, and all that stuff with websites, social medias, etc.?
Yeah, so social media, the easiest way to find it is the Instagram. So Instagram is Nosferatu Fest. So at Nosferatu Fest is the Instagram. That's where I do most of all of the announcements. And then the website is NosferatuFestival.com. And that you can get tickets from there. That's also linked from the Instagram as well. And then Facebook, everything automatically gets posted to the Facebook too, which is Nosferatu Festival.
Mitch Rafter is the organizer of the Nosferatu Festival happening February 24th through the 26th at Austin, Texas at a couple of different venues. Check them out on Instagram at Nosferatu Fest and NosferatuFestival.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's correct. So, Mitch, thank you for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News. I wish you nothing but success on this. Happy 101st birthday to Nosferatu. Count Orlok, you don't look a day over 90. But anyway, folks, if you're in the area, go see this because it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.